Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Bulkcast episode number 6. I am Tears the Killer, of course. This is season 2, and don't forget it. Tonight, we're going to have a pretty good cast, but first, I'm going to introduce everybody for tonight's cast. First of all, we have Sadushkin from Bulba Garden, of course.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Archaic, the Bulba Garden webmaster himself.
Hey guys, good to be back.
Indeed so. Missed you. And PP and Steve, owner of Pokemon Health Network.
Hey everyone, how's it going?
We have a plethora of people to get on tonight, and we are going to do some discussion as well. All to be coming later. But first, let's get to that first call-in, shall we? That first call-in tonight will be Bluntosaur, so let's get him on right now. Hello, Bluntosaur. Welcome to Bulkcast episode number 6.
Hey, welcome.
Glad to be here.
All right. And what might your question be this week?
Well, I guess I might as well ask it outright, even though I probably know it's probably been answered already. What's the situation with Sova? Have they made any progress or what?
Ooh, this is not the time to do this.
Well,
because,
Sova pretty much
we'd have so many
died. Okay. Though there's still a lot of fans out there that really would love to have the old voice actors back. It's not going to happen.
Yes.
Yeah, Pokemon USA.
It's all about contractual things.
Flatly stated, it's not going to happen. The current new voice actors, whatever you want to call them, are working out well. They're getting better. This is Pokemon USA speaking, okay? It's not the fans.
Yes.
We all know different, but...
Because they have different
it's
views.
Their company. It's
every
their show.
They make because they are the boss.
Exactly, Mundo.
They can do whatever they want.
So, this is a cast about...
While Sova is a good idea,
I know many people.
We did get our piece heard by those in charge, it's pretty much dead. It's not going to work. Pokemon USA has made their final decision. They're keeping the new voice actors.
Because
you know
they're
moving through Battle Frontier way fast.
Yeah,
which interestingly enough, let me just take this in perspective. AG was 191 mm-hmm. episodes long. The Battle Frontier started at AG 146 on that scale. 52 episodes is what their goal is. Now, if you add 52 to 146. That is 198, which means that there will be up to DP6 or DP7 by the time the season is
They always
over.
Do
so
that, though.
Get into DP before the end of
They've
the season.
They've done that for the last, what, four seasons
of course.
Here
yes, exactly,
in the U.S.?
Because
right.
Yeah, in case something happens.
Because if you look at it, Battle Frontier started AG 135 with a dub went up to AG 146. So
yeah.
If you have to consider
Sova's gone.
And all those other things.
We're going to get new voice actors anyways, well, some,
yes.
Because we're going to have new characters. Exactly.
Yeah, because we
Brock
have...
Brock will stay the same, Ash will stay the same.
And we're also going to have the...
Yeah, there's some new characters coming
Shinji
in, so there's chances for better voicing.
Mm.
However, we're not going to get Ash, we're not going to get Brock.
Hopefully.
They won't ever bring Misty back, I'm going to cry.
It's worth mentioning at this point that okay, Pi's not here, and Pi is really the best person to consult
right.
about what exactly Sova's doing now and so forth. It's fairly evident that Sova hasn't really done much, if anything, since it sent the 1,000 cranes to PUSA.
Well,
the old voice actors actually came out and started saying, look, it's not going to happen.
Right.
And when that happened, they started listening.
Well, anyway, that's how it is. Sova is not happening. Sorry. Don't mean to offend anybody, but it's right now, it is it's screeching halt right now. It's at a grind
Sova
halt.
Sova did a really good job,
yes.
though, but unfortunately...
Great publicity, but not enough action.
And I guess I probably should have realized that when their chat room was completely empty.
Mm.
They did their best, they realized that it just... It's going to be impossible to make that happen, unfortunately.
But in any case,
what do you guys think of the new voice actors?
I haven't listened to them. I only watch Japanese ones now.
Me, I'd rather not talk about it because then I'd probably get slandered by every other person in the world. So
I'm not happy with them.
I watch my subtitled.
Oh, sorry, that's not true.
That's
I have
the
watched
one.
The dub. I watched Mastermind.
In other words, we should just wait till Diamond Pearl comes out before we pass Final Judgment, right?
Yes.
I agree.
Not even then. Wait until we've seen 20 episodes of Diamond and Pearl because we'll have all new voice actors coming in for all new characters and they'll take a while to settle in.
Well, these aren't characters that we're used to the voices of already, so it won't be as bad.
Well,
yeah.
Yes, that's also true.
Although, to be brutally honest, the new guy playing Ash sounds a little too much like the dub Naruto from my taste.
Anything else?
Now, anyway, thanks for having me on. I'm hoping I'll get to come back next week, and I'm hoping I'll have a more positive question for your next cast.
Well, hoping the same here. Thank you, Bonasso, for calling, and we'll definitely consider having you next week as well.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you, and good night.
See you soon.
That was fun.
Great calling. Very, very energetic. I like his attitude. Yeah. He's more,
He's intelligent.
Yes, exactly. we're going to get right along to the question of the week. Since winter is not here, I'm going to take his place, and I'm going to try to do it as diligently as I can. But to review, the question of the week was, in the games and anime, how would you alter the geography of the next region? And let me just flat out say that I want to read Winter's comment since he's not here tonight. I wish he was, but he's not. He wants to add more snowy mountains and glaciers. Perhaps a sort of a winterized theme, of course, being the winner person that he is. On that note, let's get to our first response from Great Liver. He writes, I would like to see something a bit more underground, like a town or something that is completely underground, rather than the underground like they have in DP. Colosseum did have the under, but I'd like to see it in one of the more mainstream games. Also, I would like to see a place more mountains. I don't really know much about Mount Tengen since I haven't played DP, but I would like to see more stuff that's like above the clouds. Kind of like the top of Mount Battle in Colosseum and XD, only like a town that's up there. Great response. Underground, in terms of underground levels,
not gonna happen.
Not gonna happen. It's already been drilled for the last few games, and I can say that's not going to happen.
We did have something close to that in Ruby Sapphire Emerald with that town you had to dive down to get.
I don't think they'll go there.
But that's the closest we've had to it. We have to remember here that the map is always based on Japan. They're taking a region of Japan. And nowhere in Japan are you going to put something underground when one earthquake is going to swallow it. I do think a snow-covered area, though, is very likely. They've basically got two areas of Japan that they haven't covered whatsoever, which is the very north and the very south. So we're either going to see something like around the Sapporo area with very snowy mountainous regions, forested as well, or we're going to see it like Hokkaido, where it may as well be a tropical island.
That'd be nice.
Good point.
Mountains, water, snow.
Exactly.
Next.
Snow would be good, too.
All right. Moving on to response number 3 from Infinite Septile. Infinite Septile says, I would model it to some degree off the range of climates found in South America. To the very southwest, it would be very cold, and there would be several large mountains. There would be a grassland area devoid of large mammals, but replete with lush vegetation. Of course, there ought to be a full-on rainforest. It would give us an excuse to see some pretty neat new Pokemon. And then they can make it multi-level. Like being able to travel paths made of branches in the canopy, or traveling downward to the understory, and have a large river cutting through the middle of it. In the center, there would be a desert highlands, dry, sandy, and frigid. This hypothetical region would still be shaped as a part of Japan, though. Alas, I don't predict that trend's end. Very detailed.
If they were going to do something like that for South America, I'd think we'd more likely see it as part of a console RPG.
Yes.
As a continuation of the Colosseum XD series.
It's a little bit too detailed, though, for DS.
Not really.
It'll be
It's not done, but they're not going to do it.
No, it's not.
It's not too detailed for the DS, but I don't think they'd do it for the simple reason that they're intent on finishing Japan off, and then once that's done, frankly, I see them going either China, Korea, or Taiwan before they go anywhere else.
Philippines too, possibly.
They'll stick with what they know for now, which is Japan.
Yes.
Right. Something that detailed, sure, it could be done on the DS, but kind of be going away from their tried-and-true formula. As we've talked before, if it's not broken, don't fix it, and they've been really going along with not too simplistic, but a very simple type of RPG, and I don't see them breaking that mold ever on the handheld.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Okay. The way that we make our money is by intelligence, but there are cops outside, so we're going to ask you to listen to this message.
Need Pokemon information? Hey, there's only one place to get it. Pokemon Palace Network. PPN has game cheats, game information, episode information, movie information. Remember, don't get your daily dose of Pokemon anywhere else. That's PokemonPalace.net.
Welcome back. That was a great commercial. Had so much fun during that commercial break.
Well, I'm sure a few of you guys were probably wondering where I was last week. Basically, I was out at the City Championships for the Pokemon TCG here in Australia. We don't have very many of these competitions here, unlike you guys in America, only in a few of our major cities. I was lucky enough, thankfully, to walk away with the overall championship, both for my age group. The prizes for the competition weren't quite as much as I expected, but, half of that's just from the fact that I'm in Australia and we don't get as much prize support as people in America would for the competitions. A few of these prizes are a bit silly, actually. They have changed the structure since last year, and they have put forward the fact that, yeah, okay, they are doing a lot more tournaments, so they can't go quite as overboard as they used to, and also that the primary target age group is the kids. It does seem a little silly, though, to be giving a 64-page Pokemon exercise book and some Pokemon pencils and so forth to people in the 15-plus division. In any case, I certainly enjoyed the contest, and hopefully I'll do well enough in the further Premier tournaments here in Australia to actually qualify for Worlds this year. It was a bit of a disappointment that I didn't manage to do that last year. Speaking of the TCG, it might be worth mentioning here, I'm not sure how many people listening to this cast are really big TCG fans. Well, we'd hope so. There's a new set being released in America and Australia over the next week or two. In fact, it might have already been released in America this weekend, called Power Keepers. Most of it's just reprints of stuff from older sets that have since been rotated out of the format, things like the Blaziken and Gardevoir. Lots of new art on those reprints, though. There are a few new cards that... some of them actually appear to be American originals, that in that they weren't actually ever printed in Japan, not that we've seen in any case. These will probably be the final sets before the Diamond and Pearl ones are released, and from the looks of it, they're probably trying to hold off on releasing the Diamond and Pearl sets until after Worlds this year, so they can either start a brand new format with Diamond and Pearl onwards, or at least not have so many Diamond and Pearl sets just taking over the format initially.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And we're going to get right on to a couple more responses, pretty short and sweet. Number four tonight will be from Fabu Vinny. He writes, I don't think it would matter too much for the anime, since the writers often change geography from episode to episode, even making Isabe Island a place of a variety of climates, rather. Well, I don't really think it'll really matter either, because it'll basically be uniform. I don't really care if it's uniform. I don't care if there's some mountains. As long as there's a perfect balance between the two, I would not mind it much. Anyway, we're going to get to our last... Yes, agreed.
Yeah, just to elaborate a little more on what you said there, Diamond and Pearl has ridiculous amounts of mountains. I'm sorry, but when all you people who haven't yet played it have, you will learn to hate Mount Tengan. It is huge, and should technically be possible, once you get the right items and everything, to walk from the very south end of that mountain range through the mountain to the very north end of it. I'm pretty sure it's possible, though I haven't actually looked up for maps to find if it is. It looks like it is. Mm. And it's just ridiculous. You do not want to get lost in there.
All right. And we're going to take one more response here from the question of the week. We have it from Jigglypaw. He writes, as Great Liver already stated, I'd also like to see a town above the clouds, maybe suspended on land that floats due to a strange air currents that prevents it from falling, or maybe mechanically it's kept above the clouds like with helicopter propellers. I would like the game to have geography that changes randomly each week and day, like the GP swarms, such as tides, blizzards, or earthquakes, enabling new Pokemon to be caught or new areas to be accessed. Mm. Not the entire region. Maybe a certain area of that region, like the island in the north.
That's interesting.
Hmm. That would be interesting and possible, I think.
Yes, I kind of like that.
Especially with technology, I could definitely see it happening.
Well, it's just another time-based event.
To randomize
it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so
I mean,
they've stayed there already doing things of that sort.
Considering that the DS actually records not only the time of day, but also the actual month and everything, I don't see why they couldn't actually implement seasons in the game. And I think it would be very interesting. A lot of us have said that with the Pokemon games, there's not enough focus on the actual characters and their interactions, only on the Pokemon themselves. And I'd like to see a lot more interaction between the trainers.
Week too, when we talked
a lot
about
more stuff there.
The RPGs, doing a full-on 3D RPG. See, all that needs to be incorporated.
Well, yeah, I wasn't here for that, obviously.
Into an RPG for the Wii console.
Yes, indeed, agreed.
Yes, agreed.
Let's get our caller.
Yeah, great comments about the game. Now we're going to move right along to our next call, and it's going to be Full Master. Welcome, Full Master, to Bulbacast, episode 6.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Doing all right.
Nothing to that.
And what's your question this week?
My question is, what do you think about Shinji, Ash's new rival?
Ooh, nice. Wonderful, wonderful question.
I've been waiting to see a character like this for a long, long time.
Yes.
It's about time that they started. I mean, when we first saw Gary, he was big, arrogant, blah, 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 blah. But we never actually saw him doing things like this.
Yeah,
and then we got AJ.
Nice there too.
Yeah, we got AJ as well, who was fairly similar, but there was obviously a very strong bond between him and his Pokemon. And while he put... he actually put them through very harsh training, but he didn't exactly abuse them or anything. This is the first trainer
Harley?
We've seen. Well, Harley's costumes abuse in itself.
And Harley was was pretty villainous herself.
Yeah, but Harley
himself
couldn't really be considered an ash rival.
Very angry. Harley very brave.
But with this,
Harley actually liked Pokemon, so...
Well, yes, he did. With Shinji, what we've got here is the first real example of an evil character.
Yeah.
And he's actually really evil, and he doesn't seem to care.
And
it's perfect. We finally got someone to show that, okay, there are other people like this as well. Let's acknowledge reality. But here we've got Ash, and he can be just as good as them doing the right thing. He is a good example of... You should be like the moral.
Rocket
message.
Wasn't even that evil.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
One point I want to get out there is that this is actually the first rival that we actually get in touch with throughout the entire series with Satoshi. Because remember,
that's very true.
If you remember Shigeru, he only appeared in only about 5 episodes out of the Kanto series, and even less in a later series. So you have Shinji, who is making constant appearances, and he's actually proving himself to be a real rival by ending up in the same spots as Satoshi at the same time. That really does boost the entertainment factor a bit.
Yeah, we're probably going to see a lot of him throughout the series as well.
Well, if you remember all that initial art we first saw when we knew the Diamond and Pearl series was coming out, Shinji was big. That art, so much that we thought he was actually going to be part of their group.
Oh, yeah.
It's more than likely that he will continue to keep showing up like he has, and we're going to get more and more confrontations between him and Ash. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if he joins Team Galaxy at one point.
Indeed.
They'll probably end up battling in the Genoa League.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be all that surprised, actually. Sorry, to continue what I was saying. If he joins Team Galaxy but then leaves because he decides that they're not as useful in the end as he originally thought, say he got the crap beaten out of him by one of the top admins, but then Ash beats the admin, he's going to have himself a little challenge there, isn't he?
Mm. Yes.
Indeed.
That'll continue the rivalry, which is what he's there for in the first place.
Archaic.
If that is what happens.
In the Dominant Pro game, is there a rival that pops up all the time, kind of like what it does in the anime?
Like this guy?
I won't say as bad, but let's say, like in some of the older games, you had to meet your rival to move along.
Yeah, there's a rival, but not this kind of rival.
The Golden Silver rival was like that.
Yeah, the rival who shows up in this game is it'll be the same person regardless of if you choose the male or the female trainer. It's always the same guy. And in a way, he kind of looks like Shinji would if Shinji let his hair go a bit. If he was blonde and if he was nice, energetic guy.
Right. I wonder if they're mirroring some of the function in the game on the anime like they used to. That's all.
No, they've totally gone separate paths.
That's all I wanted to.
The rivals
out.
Are nothing.
Yeah. All right.
Just quickly before you go, there was one other thing with Shinji. Just because of the way they've set him up and because of the type of trainer he is, I wouldn't be all that surprised if Satoshi is going to go a lot further in the Pokemon League this time. Because this is the first rival we know he has to beat.
Yes.
I wonder
he will
if
win this match. They will not let him lose the final confrontation with him.
Not going to happen still. It's still not going to
happen. Why wouldn't it?
Well, is it? I mean, we have a look at the Manaphy movie. If you have a look at the beginning of the Manaphy movie, you see the Ruby Sapphire male hero fighting against one of the Elite Four. And it looks to be a fairly good battle. It's only a fairly short cameo. But the point is, that guy is fighting the Elite Four. Why isn't Ash doing that sort of thing right now?
How many Elite Four members show up in the series anyway, except in regular episodes?
We've seen Ash in one of those special stadiums like was in that cameo or in the Deoxys movie or a few things like that before. We'd never see him in those in the actual anime. In fact, if we think about it hard, the only times we really see Ash battle in the anime are when he's up against a gym leader or in the tournaments. We rarely see him battle.
That's true.
Oh, and of course, if he's fighting Team Rocket, we rarely see him battle any other time. And we need to.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, the ridiculous thing is he's apparently a famous trainer. Nurse Joy last season went ape over him.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Ash. Oh, look how well he did in the league. Oh,
yeah,
look, you're in my scrapbook.
TV appearances, everybody knows.
He's so famous that he's in people's scrapbooks.
To play him off like he's new.
Maybe he hasn't necessarily been on national TV yet. Maybe Pokemon trainers who, watch a lot of the tournaments on some Pokemon tournament cable channel know who he is. I don't think they are national. I think those are regional ones. The way they're set up with different Elite Fours for every region, I'd have to say they're regional
tournaments. So eventually Ash is going to make it
to
World.
All run by the same organization. Well, yeah. If we want to use the TCG analogy, he's currently playing in state tournaments. He's not playing in
the national
tournament.
Eventually there'll be something, hopefully, national, which covers all the regions he's already been to.
Yeah.
Then perhaps worldwide. Win,
I mean,
and they end the series, and that'll be that.
Yeah, well, I don't think we'll get a world tournament. I think we might get him doing a national tournament and then see him in training to do the next round of tournaments. Basically, if there's one big national tournament, there's going to be a lot of minor tournaments, like the state tournaments he's currently going in, before those national tournaments. Mm-hmm. So if he does eventually win the national, then we'll come back and see him winning all the regional ones in the meanwhile, then going back to the nationals the next year.
If they even decide to go that route.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah, they'd probably decide to go with a brand new trainer at that point.
The series will die if they get rid of Ash.
You can't bring the series anywhere close to close, especially when you're planning on
But we don't even know their plans
going
for that.
Going.
We can only guess and hope that they keep it going for another 5 years.
Yeah, because it's all in the writer's heads. Because I think the writers are created enough that this can last for many more years.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Some of the storylines are getting...
I believe when Pokemon ends, it's not going to really end with a conclusion. That's just my feel.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Most anime series don't, let's be honest here. Most don't. And those that do try to close things out generally have much poorer endings than the ones that don't.
I feel we'll have a much more open ending.
Anything else for us?
Yeah. Do I have time for one more question? Okay, what are your speculations on movie 10?
Yes.
Good question.
Great question, indeed.
I have no clue.
That's a problematic question because I didn't even go to the damn website yet.
Movie 10's coming too soon, so it's not going to be a big Team Galaxy thing unless they're going to make Team Galaxy the focus of all the movies for this generation and have a running thing with like this is his first encounter with Team Galaxy and we don't have a real ending to it and then he has another encounter with them later and so forth, then we're not going to have the big confrontation yet. So we haven't even had them turn up in the anime yet. And thinking about how this A Diamond and Pearl thing was built with the whole thing with the DP Legendaries being the main focus of the series, we haven't seen a thing there yet. So, who knows?
And we're not completely sure if we're going to. We have speculated, yes, but until you really know what's going to happen, you can't really make any ideas or whatnot based on something that has not happened or been confirmed yet.
Yeah.
That's just like piling ideas and speculations upon ideas and speculations upon, which then you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, it is fairly early in the season still, so there's plenty of time for them to introduce major plot arcs. I would have hoped there'd be at least some foreshadowing of
we just know
it. Team Galaxy hasn't appeared yet. Kind of surprised by that.
Exactly. Right. They haven't appeared at all.
And Team Magma and Team Aqua, they appeared when? AG2?
Magma appeared in AG2, AG56, also in the AG40 range, I think. We didn't even see Team Aqua until AG17.
Well, if Team Galaxy appears on TV, hopefully they'll appear more than Aqua and Magma did.
When was the first Team Galaxy admin in the games? When did they first show up? It was fairly early.
I haven't played it either, because I haven't imported it.
I haven't played the game.
Was it? I'm trying to remember. It's been a while since I played that section of the game, but I think it was it before the second gym? I think it might have been, in which case it'd have to be coming up soon. It's around the second or third gym.
Well, that's fairly early enough in the game.
Definitely.
Yeah. So I imagine in the anime they'll pop in eventually and make their guest appearance and get them introduced.
Probably.
Okay. Well, we can only hope.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
need a little bit more villainy.
Yep. Oh, yes.
Anything else?
Probably. Nope. That's about it.
All right, FM, thank you for calling tonight. And
thank you.
Definitely enjoyed your questioning. Thank you.
All right, guys.
And good night.
And night. Another great call-in.
Great call-in, indeed. And I think it's about time for us to wrap things up here. It's time to give us our final thoughts. Before we get to our final thoughts, Archaic has the next question of the week ready to go. So go right ahead.
Okay, now this one is pretty random and made up on the spot, but I am interested to see what kinds of responses we'd get to this. What kind of combination would you like to see either Ash or Hikari use in a Pokemon contest? What combination of two Pokemon would you like to see used by either of those? With Hikari, it could be a Pokemon that she hasn't caught now, obviously, but something which we think she'll get in the future. And what kind of thing would you like to see that combination do that would make it actually work rather than just being two random Pokemon thrown together?
Great question.
Yes. Why did you choose that?
Please post, because most of those answers will be short and sweet, we hope. We do appreciate everybody who expresses their opinion because we like to respect everybody's opinion here on Boldcast. And speaking of opinions, we're going to go to our final thoughts. So, PPN, what are your final thoughts?
It was a pretty good cast again, like always. I don't have much more to say, so... let's move along to the next one. I'm good.
Archaic, what are your final thoughts tonight?
We need to do these casts earlier so you guys aren't half asleep by the time we get them started.
Well, it's all right.
Yes. So we can get more call-ins.
It's all right. Saturday, yes, indeed so, but still. Saturday night, crash, I don't care.
Saturday night is the best night to do this to keep people awake. Or to have call-ins still awake at this time of the night.
Exactly. And Satoshi-kun, about you?
All right. I want to thank every single person who did get to be a call-in tonight, and I also wish to apologize to anyone who's not able to be a call-in. We would love to have you next week, and hopefully things will work out earlier. So just make sure you are in the Bulbacast chat a little bit before it's time to start the cast, and we will try as hard as we can to get as many of you in and have a great cast. You guys with the questions that you answer on the forums and you people with the questions and the call-ins are what makes the Bulbacast what it is. I appreciate everything from everybody, and hey, thank you.
Yeah, thank you indeed, and I'm going to wrap it up with my thoughts. Mm-hmm. Once again, great cast this week. I love the questions. Yep. Very detailed, very good responses. Mm-hmm. Great call-ins as well. I like FM's responses. But Bluntosaurus's question was also great in the fact that it was putting to light a situation that not many people know about, actually, outside of the forums, and it's nice to get those people, get those attentions that we need. But in any case, I'm hoping that next week's question of the week will get a lot more responses, and I hope we can get more of those in. Love to get more call-ins in, because we only had an abridged thing, because we started a little bit late, but I would love to get them on the cast. Please don't hesitate one bit to download Skype and get yourself a microphone. Get it on $12 on Amazon, folks.
And headphones.
Yes, remember to get the headphones with it. $12 headsets. You can search for Logitech Premium Stereo Headset on Amazon.com. $12.99. You can't say no to $12.99. I want to remind you once again that our IRC channel and IRC network is open arms for you. So get your clients open. And I want you to point those particular clients over to irc.pocketmonsters.net or irc.systemnet.info and the channel that you want to pay attention to, or pound Pocket Monsters and pound Bulba Garden, because we want you there. Yes, and pound Bulba Cast will be open 1 hour before the time that we are supposedly recording. And I'd like to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us for Bulba Cast episode number 6 of season 2. I'd like to thank everybody who joined us tonight. Archaic, Satoshi-kun, PPN Steve, 2 call-ins, Bluntosaur, and Bullmaster. I'm TSS Killer saying, please join us next time. Don't get left out in the cold, ladies and gentlemen. I want you here next week. Make sure to tune in. Now I say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Sayonara.
Jane, mina. Matta raishu.